This is Suno India production. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.
Hello, I'm Menaka Rao reporting for this episode of the Suno India show. This is a series about Kalaazar for which I traveled to Bihar and Jharkhand in September. Reporting for this story was supported by the MSF DNDI grant on neglected tropical diseases as part of the Doctors Without Borders Media Fellowship. The fellowship encourages independent, impartial and neutral reporting on health and humanitarian crisis. I want to first give some background about Kalaazar. Kalaazar literally means black fever, as the disease results in some grayish-blackish discoloration of skin. The scientific name is visceral leishmaniasis. Most doctors and scientists call it VL. It is caused by the parasite Leishmania donovani and is transmitted to humans by the bite of female sandflies. They are called balumakhi in local language. People who have this disease have bouts of fever, they suffer weight loss, become anemic, and have enlarged spleen and liver, giving them a pot belly. This disease is fatal if not treated. Kalaazar is also a neglected tropical disease because it affects the poorest of poor, the most marginalized people, and ignored by the pharma industry. It is prevalent in most parts of Bihar, some parts of Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal, and other parts of the Indian subcontinent such as Nepal and Bangladesh. So why are we talking about this now? It is because Kalaazar is very close to elimination in India now. Elimination does not mean that the disease is eradicated, but that it is not a public health problem. Remember, Kalaazar is dangerous and can be fatal. So as per the World Health Organization definition, WHO that is, the number of Kalaazar cases should be an annual incidence of less than one case per 10,000 population at the block or PHC level. In Bihar, nearly all districts have Kalaazar cases. But as of this year, all the endemic blocks have shown less than one case per 10,000 people for a year since 2022. Two or three blocks in Pakur and Dumka in Jharkhand were on the borderline in the sense that they could cross the elimination target if one or two cases were reported before December end. This information was given to me by Dr. Birendra Kumar Singh, Jharkhand State Program Officer for Vector-Borne Diseases. But overall, it is no doubt a huge achievement. From more than 9,000 odd cases in 2014, it has trickled down to 493 as per the latest numbers. In fact, the WHO recently declared that Bangladesh has eliminated this disease and India is very close to elimination. While it is commendable how much has been achieved, in this episode we will highlight post-Kalaazar dermal leishmaniasis or PKDL, a skin manifestation of Kalaazar. I'll begin with the story of 36-year-old Mohammed Kadir. Kadir is a subsistence dairy farmer from Pakri village in Muzaffarpur district, which used to be one of the most endemic districts in Bihar. He has a few buffaloes and goats. I spoke to him in his animal shed, which adjoins his house. He has three daughters between the ages of 11 to 14. And he's desperate to get rid of Kalaazar. The disease has dogged him since his youth and throughout his marriage. About 15 years almost. His first brush with Kalaazar was at the age of 21. And that's in
2009.
He was fortunately treated and got married 12 days later, after he returned from hospital. In about 3 years of marriage, he was struck with the disease again, and this time in the form of post-Kalaazar dermal leishmaniasis or PKDL, as I told you earlier. This manifestation of Kalaazar usually develops in the skin often after a bout of Kalaazar, and this could take 6 months to 3 years after the disease. In India, this can occur between 5 to 10% of patients who are treated. They start looking like white patches on the skin and then slowly develop like bumps on the skin and later nodules that look like large boils. These boil-like lesions are often on the face, causing many such patients to be shunned by the community around them.
दाढ़ी बनवाने ये सब कट टूट जाता था, बहुत दिक्कत होता था।
टूटता था तो दर्द होता
है। स्किन एकदम पतला हो जाता है, तनको सा लगता था बस कट जाता
है। बहुत स्मॉल साइज में आ गया है।
ये सब बड़ा बड़ा था। यहाँ पर जो है ना, यहाँ पर है ना, यहाँ पर बहुत माने था।
Kadir developed PKDL in 2012 and since then he took medications about 5 times but he has not been able to get rid of PKDL. Why? He just could not bear the medicine itself. PKDL is seemingly Kala-Azar's tame cousin. It looks bad, it doesn't feel like an illness though. Sure, many people suffer stigma, especially girls and women, and I'll link to some of my older reporting and stories on this in the episode description. But many people who have this disease are hardly concerned about how it looks. They're poor, daily wage workers and need to just survive. And then why should the government be concerned about them, one would ask. The disease on the skin serves as a reservoir for Leishmania parasite. There is scientific evidence that if a sandfly bites a person with PKDL, it will carry the parasite and can infect another person. There have been reported outbreaks following cases of PKDL. You will be able to find the links of all the studies and relevant material in the references. But as per our program, eliminating Kala-Azar, not PKDL, is the focus. PKDL cases are not accounted for in elimination program, even though this form of disease can lead to new cases of Kala-Azar. Realizing the infectiousness of PKDL patients, the government in 2014-15 started finding people with PKDL through their health workers and treating them. From finding less than 1,000 PKDL cases in 2014 and 15, the cases peaked around 2017 when nearly 2,000 PKDL cases were found. It's significantly reduced now. Last year, about 600 odd cases were found and now this year, only 309 cases were found till November. But there are several hurdles to this. One is finding people with PKDL is very difficult. PKDL in the beginning looks like slight pigmentation, like small white patches on the skin. Anil Sharma handles the administration of Kala-Azar Research Institute, KMRC, where Kadir was treated. KMRC engages with communities in Muzaffarpur and adjoining districts such as Saran and does active case finding for both VL and PKDL. He explains why finding PKDL cases is not easy.
PKDL cases dum nahi chhota chahiye. Bahut strong carrier hote hain PKDL cases. PKDL केस को सर्च करना बहुत टफ जॉब होता है। अब आपकी टीम में एक लेडीज होनी चाहिए, जेंट्स होना चाहिए और एक मान लिया एक प्रशिक्षित टीम होनी चाहिए जो स्किन इन्फेक्शन और PKDL के जो है उसमें थोड़ा फर्क कर सके। इस तरह का एक प्रशिक्षण उसको मिलना चाहिए जैसे हमारी टीम ये फर्क कर लेती है। ठीक है, हमने वैसी ट्रेनिंग उनको दिलवाई कि PKDL और लेप्रोसी वो स्किन पे एक जैसे
करते हैं, वो एक जैसे दिखता है फिर वो।
तो हमने अपनी टीम को लेप्रोसी उस फील्ड में भी ले जाके ट्रेनिंग करवाई इसको कि दोनों का डिफरेंस वो बाई फर्क कर सके। हाँ, तो इस तरह की एक ट्रेनिंग की जरूरत है।
टू डायग्नोस इट करेक्टली द पेशेंट हैज टू अंडरगो अ बायोप्सी। इन बिहार सारण डिस्ट्रिक्ट सदर हॉस्पिटल व्हिच इज इन छपरा टाउन, I met Anita Devi. She is about 40 years old and lives in Siwan district and had travelled a few hours to come here. After getting treatment for Kala-Azar, she had some papules. They look like bumps on her skin and some other parts of her body. She was examined by Dr. Harendra Prasad. Dr. Harendra Prasad is in charge of the Centre of Excellence for Management of Kala-Azar, developed by Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative, that is DNDI, in partnership with Rajendra Memorial Research Institute and Bihar government.
अभी क्या दिक्कत हुआ आपको? कहाँ दाग है दिखाइए तो। अच्छा ये है। और भी शरीर में कहीं है?
पैर में।
पैर में भी उसी तरीके से है। समझ पीकेडियर अगर सस्पेक्टेड नहीं है वहाँ का पर्ची नहीं। अच्छा संध्या बुलाया जाए आपको, ठीक है बैठे नहीं, इनका करना पड़ेगा सी, बैठाइए इनको। चलिए पता है कैसे होता है, यहाँ से एक चमड़ी का एक टुकड़ा लेंगे इतना बड़ा और उसको वहाँ पे माइक्रोस्कोप पे देखेंगे, अगर पॉजिटिव आया तब आपको दवा के लिए लिखेंगे।
She was understandably very nervous and shut her eyes tight while Dr. Harendra did the procedure.
कुछ नहीं हो, बताया था जो आलू छिलका हल्का नहीं होता है वैसे, हल्का से वो पता भी नहीं चलेगा कहाँ से आए।
He talks to her while he approaches her face with a surgical blade that looks like a small butter knife.
कितने बच्चे हैं आपके?
He nicks a very tiny piece of skin and smears it on the slides. This test is then sent for PCR testing to RMRI. Thankfully, Anita was found to be negative for PKDL. As per the National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program, the health workers in the endemic districts of the country have to conduct 6 active case searches in the year, which include 2 indoor residual spray programs. Indoor residual spray of insecticide is done to prevent the spread of sand flies in the houses that spreads kalazar. In Jharkhand, I met several patients who were found during these surveys and treated. 6-year-old Krishna Marandi is one of them. He lives with his family in Jumrabad village in Jama block, one of the endemic blocks of Kalazar. His house, like many houses in tribal villages, is made of mud and has very low ceilings. His house was windowless, dark and damp, an ideal place for sandfly to breed. Krishna is a class 1 boy with an impish smile and has no real interest in talking to an adult, that is me, about his illness. His parents said that he would rather run around with other kids. I spoke to his father Prem, who explains that Krishna had Kalazar in 2021 and then about a year later he developed this skin condition. While Kalazar caused him fever for nearly a month, this condition went unnoticed till a sahiya found him in February of 2023. आशा वर्कर्स इन झारखंड आर कॉल्ड सहियास।
चमड़ी वाला उससे एक साल बाद हुआ।
क्या हो रहा था उसको?
उसको यही फोका जैसा रख रहा था, सादा सादा हो रहा था। इस तरह उसका
अभी है दाग क्या?
तिंगुलना फुटूं ताम गनी?
नहीं है ना?
नहीं।
बहुत ज्यादा था। इतना बड़ा
सिर्फ ऐसा फोड़ी नहीं था ना, सिर्फ पिगमेंटेशन था सिर्फ। हाँ तो फिर वो उसको क्या खुजली हो रहा था? कुछ नहीं,
खुजली नहीं हो रहा था।
तो ये आपको पकड़ में कैसे आया? वो कुछ बोल रहा था कि उसको तकलीफ है कि आप लोगों ने पकड़ा?
हम लोगों ने बताया। ऐसी ऐसे कराते हैं ना सही, तो उसी में एसीएस में ये नजर में आया था।
आप खुद नहीं गए उसके लिए अस्पताल?
नहीं, हमको
उसको तकलीफ नहीं था। The family is extremely poor. Prem earns about 250 rupees a day if he gets work in the market. But they would not have taken him to a doctor for PKDL if he was not found by Saiya, because the symptoms barely affected their lives. Dr. Kavita Singh is a South Asia director for DNDI, a medical research and development global non-profit that works towards discovering, developing and delivering new and better treatments for neglected diseases such as Kalazar.
So whenever you have treatments for diseases which do not have systemic symptoms, right? It's not a disease where patient will have fever. Patients are more compliant when they suffer. But a silent disease at any part of body, suppose it's silent, sometimes it can be very painful, it can be nodular. But the most common forms are not so painful to the patient. So the compliance is an issue, very long-term compliance. And less than that, it doesn't work.
The lack of severe symptoms makes it tough to find and convince these patients to seek diagnosis as well as treatment. The quality of surveillance differs from place to place.
It's not easy. We have illiterate people, semi-literate people, or people who don't trust the system. उनको लगेगा कि क्या दवा खिला रहे हैं, मुझे तो पीकेडीएल से क्या ही मुश्किल है, थोड़ा सा हाइपोपिगमेंटेड, थोड़े दाग धब्बे हैं, वो तो ऐसे भी फंगल इन्फेक्शन हो जाता है, कुछ भी हो जाता है।
This is Varsha Singh. And she is from the Community Medicine Department of Indira Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences in Patna. She is heading a research on active case finding activities of PKDL in the villages of Saran district.
My one of my case, she was a young, very beautiful girl, and she was treated for VL, and she had this patch, and she went to, we counseled her last year, and she didn't come to us. The mother said ki iska board ka exam hai, ye hai, wo hai, wo baad mein jayegi. But that baad never came, and when we reached to her after 6 months, we learned that she was visiting wo dermatologist ke paas ja rahi thi, but she was not coming to the system or to us. They will go to dermatologist. One thing I will suggest that all the dermatologists, skin specialists, physicians, they need to be sensitized more about this PKDL. Kyunki wo aur kuch bhi medications de rahe hain, and they are not sending these cases to RMRI or to Kalazar Center, the practitioners in those areas.
The treatment involves taking a drug called miltefosine for 3 months, and there are stockouts in the system. In Jharkhand's Dumka and Pakur district, there was a stockout of miltefosine when I went in September. In Dumka, they were giving a child's dose to adults that involved taking 10 tablets a day. In Pakur, there were 4 patients who were diagnosed about 3 months ago, but were not getting treatment thanks to the stockout. This has resolved now. Having said that, the taking the drug itself has its challenges.
It has got a very long half-life. I mean, half-life is how the level of drug comes down to half in the human body.
Okay.
That duration, and it is almost about 7 days, 100 hours to 7 days. So if the half-life is long, it can lead to side effects, more side effects.
Because it's sitting in your system for that.
Yes, time. Yes. And it has to be metabolized by the liver and the kidneys.
This is Dr. Krishna Pandey, the director of Rajendra Memorial Research Institute of Medical Sciences in Patna. This is an ICMR institute that has been working exclusively on Kalazar since the 1980s and is a referral institute for complicated cases. What he's explaining is that miltefosine stays in the body for longer and its metabolism is slower. So that's why it has more side effects. The half-life for miltefosine is about a month. This drug is harmful to pregnant women as it can cause birth defects in the fetus. Before giving the drug, women are supposed to undergo a pregnancy test. In fact, when I went to RMRI, a woman who had delivered a few months ago and was lactating was taking the alternate treatment.
Then we also know this drug is teratogenic, right? And you need to take it for 3 months. And it is not teratogenic, means you cannot give it to breastfeeding women. So, you know, if there's any woman who's breastfeeding, she cannot give the drug. She cannot take the drug. If she is on this treatment, she cannot get pregnant. And she cannot even get pregnant for 3 to 4 months after that, because it's a drug which has a long half-life. So in a setting where we do not have, education is, women, we don't have patients who are educated, for them to understand that for 7 months they need to take protection of not becoming pregnant during that time is an ask from the patient. So it's also the responsibility, the healthcare facilities which are treating them needs to take in of constant reminding.
In any case, this is a toxic drug. A study following 300 patients on miltefosine initiated by KMRC's Dr. Shyam Sundar was published this year. It shows that 28% of the patients who take it have gastrointestinal side effects like kadir, and about 3% experience adverse events related to the eye, including persistent partial vision loss in 3 patients. I'm aware this is serious and therefore want to talk about it exclusively in a future episode. For now, let's get back to kadir. As I said, Kadir first got the disease in 2012, after about 3 years after he got Kalazar, and he took treatment from KMRC in Muzaffarpur. In fact, Rakesh Kumar, field supervisor with KMRC, took me to Kadir. You can hear his voice here.
12-13 se start hua tha. तो हम कहीं दिखाए नहीं, फिर सिर्फ वहां जाके दिखाए।
आरे मारे का प्रिस्क्रिप्शन देखो, दिया हुआ है ना?
हाँ, वो उसका मैंने फोटो नहीं लिया है। हाँ,
पीकेडीएल इन 2012, 16, 20 एंड 21।
खत्म ही नहीं हो रहा है।
खत्म ही नहीं हो रहा और रिसेंटली
इतने बार क्या लिया है आपने ट्रीटमेंट, दवाई
मिल्टोफोसिन
लिया है?
वही मेटिनफोसिन के कुछ है ना वो?
हाँ,
पीकेडीएल मेरा ठीक है नहीं हुआ। कहीं का भी दवा चला ना, तो जितना दिन दवा चला कम ने लगा, आ कम से कम जब उल्टी होना स्टार्ट हुआ बस फिर बढ़ने लगा, दवे सेट नहीं कर।
Mohammad Kadir took the treatment twice in KMRC, once from a nearby Marban PHC and once from the district hospital.
ई दवा जो खाया था पाँच छः तीन चार को गोली उल्टी हो गया था तो नहीं ठीक हुआ तो फिर
कुछ पर आपने फिर भी खत्म किया दवाई।
हाँ दवा तो टोटल खाएं दवा कैसा हूँ बर्दाश्त उर्दाश्त करके टोटल खाएं तीन दिन जब तक करुआ तेल के जैसा उल्टी करके नहीं फेंकता था जब तक रुकता नहीं था तीन दिन माने लगातार तीन दिन नहीं नागा कर करके तो उसके बाद जो है कुछ दिन छोड़ दिए उसके बाद 20 में हम गए वही रामबाग तो रामबाग में भी अटैचमेंट हुआ तो वही वो भी दवे दिए तो दवा दिए तो खाए तो उसमें 8-10 को गोली उल्टी हो गई अब उसमें 8-10 को गोली उल्टी हो गया तो सर को बोले कि ऐसा ऐसा बात है तो बोले कि कोई दिक्कत नहीं खाते जाए अब खाते गए खाते खाते हुआ कि फिर वो उसी तरह रह गया उसके बाद फिर हम बोले सर को कि कहाँ ठीक हो रहा है तो फिर स्किन लिए फिर जांच में भेजे तब जाके वही 21 में जांच हुआ तो फिर 21 में दवा चला तो उसमें 6-7 को गोली फिर उल्टी हो गया फिर नहीं ठीक हुआ तब जाके तो मरवन में जो ये सब घूमते उमते ना है जहाँ तहाँ जाँच उच में तो वही हमको कुणाल सर बोले कि ऐसा ऐसा बात है सो आप RMRI जाइए वहाँ ठीक हो जाए
Kadir is saying here that Marban PHC doctor referred him to RMRI in Patna. Any patient who is not getting treated with regular prescribed medicines is sent there. But he did not take the treatment till August this year. He knew that the treatment required admission in the hospital for over a month.
हम मैडम गरीब आदमी हैं इसलिए हम थोड़ा मालजाल में रहते हैं। तो हम गए थे 2021 में हम गए थे वहाँ जांच करवाने। वहाँ जाँच उच करवा के फिर चले आए कि हमारे पास माल मवेशी ज़्यादा है कि माल तो खाने का चीज़ है नहीं बांध के खिलाया तो दुबलाने लगता है इसलिए हम नहीं गए फिर जब भतीजा आ गया है देखभाल किया है तब जाके हम
जाने का टाइम मिला
हाँ तब वही भर्ती होके 22 दिन रह के तब गया
Kadir went to RMRI with his wife. In the meanwhile, his children had to stay home from school to run the house and the livestock. I'm pointing to this to emphasize that such kind of treatments are costly for a family even though it's free of charge. Though Kadir took the treatment from government institutions, many patients take loans and spend money in their bid to find treatment for diseases such as Kala-Azar and PKDL. These diseases are known and treated properly only in the government institutions and not so much in the private sector, which most Indians rely on for healthcare. The doctors in RMRI gave him 6 bottles of a drug called liposomal amphotericin B, which is a drug that is also used to cure Kala-Azar. His lesions started disappearing by the time I met him in September.
हाँ चेहरा पर ठीक हो गया।
चेहरा बहुत सही हुआ, बहुत ज़्यादा ही ख़राब।
इस साल इतना बड़ा बड़ा। हाँ, इतना बड़ा
बड़ा। फोटो देखिए ना, जब पटना गए हुए थे 17 तारीख को, फोटो देखिए आया तो पहचान में नहीं आएंगे। बहुत ही चेहरा अजीब है। फोटो घीस के रखे हुए, 17 तारीख को एडमिट हुए थे।
He is feeling a lot better now, but continues to be worried if his medicines actually work properly. He has lived with his disease for over a decade now and will take time to completely believe in his treatment. But there are many patients who drop out of the program and do not get treatment. Dr. Varsha says that in her study site, she has seen several cases where PKDL treatment was left halfway. When the treatment is left unfinished, patients often get the symptoms back. And these are termed quote-unquote relapse cases. While PKDL patients get 4,000 rupees on completing treatment and ASHA workers get some incentive, relapse cases don't get any incentive.
They will not admit that they have not taken the full course. This you have to ask and take it out from them. Very easily they will not tell that, okay, we have not taken the full treatment because we had stomach ache or we had blurred vision or this, that. No, no one will say anything. Achha, humne to dawa puri khai thi, haan ji, 84 din khai thi. तब आप पूछने लगोगे कि अच्छा सब खा ली लेकिन लीजन तो फिर आ गया आपको दोबारा खाना पड़ेगा तो दोबारा नहीं नहीं तो फिर कोई तो बात कभी तो छोड़ा होगा हाँ एक बार नहीं खाया दो बार नहीं खाया फिर अच्छा हमें गैस्ट्राइटिस हो गया तो हमने एक हफ्ते नहीं खाया फिर हमने मतलब देन अदर फैमिली मेंबर्स विल टेल नो ही स्टॉप द ट्रीटमेंट लाइक दिस इट्स नॉट ईजी वी हैव इलिटरेट पीपल सेमी इलिटरेट पीपल आर पीपल हु डोंट ट्रस्ट द सिस्टम even if you have found out the case, mobilizing he or she to the proper place and completing the course. I'm telling you now, we had to counsel, and we carry them in our own vehicle and we stay with them.
Dr. Varsha says that even after taking these patients from Saran to Patna and diagnosing them, it's hard for them to leave their work and get admitted immediately. The scientific community working on Kalazar is clear that we need better medicines for PKDL. A better regime can solve the problem of side effects, particularly the most heinous one, causing vision problems. Also, the treatment regime needs to be palatable to the patient. Dr. Shyam Sundar is a professor of Banaras Hindu University who started KMRC in the early 2000s, treating patients during his weekends. He had conducted clinical research for many treatment regimens for both Kalazar and PKDL. He feels it's time the country tries to eliminate PKDL too. Several people from the field who work on Kalazar feel that way.
I mean, separate elimination program for PKDL should be launched. I mean, this is very important. It is very difficult to administer 12 weeks of a drug in a patient who is absolutely healthy, except the cosmetic problems. And PKDL is really a big issue, big problem. We don't know how to manage. Now we have completed a study with ambisome, liposomal amphotericin B, given 20 milligram per kilo doses over 2 weeks and 3 weeks of miltefosine, either alone liposomal amphotericin B or miltefosine with miltefosine for 3 weeks. And the results are very good. I cannot tell you because it is not published, but the results are acceptable and it will publish in a few months.
The study was conducted by DNDi in partnership with KMRC and RMRI that aims to bring safer and shorter treatment for PKDL patients. Dr. Varsha feels that apart from research on medicines, we also need to look at how to improve the lives of these poor people.
अभी मैं जिस गांव में जा रही हूँ तो वहां भी वीएलबी है पीकेडीएल भी, बट इट्स नॉट ऑन दोज बिग हाउसेस. विलेजेस हैव आल्सो बड़ा बड़ा जमींदारों वाले घर है, एंड देन यू हैव कच्चा सेमी पक्का हाउसेस. तो व्हाई आर दोज केसेस क्लस्टर्ड इन दोज हाउसेस? व्हाई डोंट पीपल हु आर अफ्लुएंट गेटिंग दिस डिजीज? तो आपको कुछ तो इनका जीवन स्तर उठाने के लिए करना पड़ेगा ना. हाँ, ये किसी भी पक्के घर में रहने वाले को नहीं होता है. पर जो लोग महादलित दलित या उस तरह के लोग हैं जो थोड़े गरीब हैं, उन्हीं को क्यों होता है? आखिर क्या वजह? या उनका न्यूट्रिशन कॉम्प्रोमाइज्ड है, या उनके रहने का तरीका, या उनके हाउसिंग कंडीशन. सो देर आर इशूज विच आर रिलेटेड विद देयर सोशियो इकोनॉमिक स्टेटस एंड देयर लेवल ऑफ अवेयरनेस. सो वी नीड टू converge with other departments and take care of all those factors. तो आपको overall development आप क्यों नहीं करते हैं? आप गांव का स्तर उठाइए ना, तो ये बीमारी खुद ब खुद चली जाएगी.